We did it. We made it. All of you with younger children, good job. You made it. We got here. So 4 weeks ago, at the very beginning of Advent, in this space, we heard from John the Baptist and Peter and Isaiah and Amos, Malachi and Mary, Ezekiel and Esther, all of them telling us, be ready, be ready, be ready, get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And then all of the hymns we've been singing, because I'm a mean pastor and I make us sing Advent hymns instead of a lot of Christmas carols, all about getting ready. Are you ready? Get ready. Are you ready? And so we got ready. We prepared. And now we're here. Where are we? As Christians, we are a scriptural people. We are a scriptural tradition. So one of our faith practices is to use our spiritual imagination. We look at these myths and stories, these fables, these poems, and these historical accounts, and we imagine ourselves into them. We go back in time, or maybe we step through God's more cyclical, overlapping, eternal time to be with our faith ancestors, with our forebears. We ask them, why do they do what they do? Why did they describe God the way that they describe God? We try to understand their historical context, their cultural context. From exile to exodus, from the river water to the open table. How are you the way you are and why? We try to walk where they walked. We try to smell what they smelled. And we try to listen the way they listened. And in doing so, we ask these old stories, is this a truth for their time? Or is this a truth, capital T, for all time? And I think one of the capital T truths of Christmas is that no one can ever be prepared for God. Look at Zechariah. Zechariah is the spouse of Elizabeth, who is Mary's cousin. Zechariah and Elizabeth are definitely far old enough that no one is expecting them, or Elizabeth, to get pregnant with a baby, let alone the baby that will become John the Baptist. They're going about their ordinary, faithful lives. And then one day, Zechariah is in the temple where he works because he's a priest, and suddenly he is visited by a messenger from the Lord. Now we think, out of all the people in the Bible, a trained priest would be ready to receive a heavenly messenger. But it says, Zechariah is afraid. He is overwhelmed with terror. Mary, though, might be made of stiffer stuff. Mary's just a young person. She's not a priest, and she's at home one day, and she receives the angel Gabriel. It doesn't say she's terrified, even though Gabriel says, greetings, do not be afraid. Instead, it says, Mary was perplexed. And to me, when I hear perplexed, I think maybe baffled and confused, but certainly not in a place of total preparedness. And then there are the shepherds tonight. And they're just out in the stars, lucky them, out in the stars with their sheep. And they receive not just one angel, but the whole heavenly host. And the story records their terror and the lead angel's efforts to reassure them. But receiving angels is always going to be startling. It is always going to be scary. It is never going to be a moment of practiced clarity. So despite what our beloved prophets say from the Hebrew Bible and the Christian Testament, I don't think anyone can be prepared to receive God. And that's okay. There's never any condemnation of Zechariah or Mary or the shepherds for not being ready. There's no condemnation. It's fine that they're not ready. So maybe the message we need this night is not all the prophetic preparation talk, but the angelic present talk. Think about our lives. Think about how much time we spend preparing for school, preparing for careers, preparing for work, preparing for yet another week of meals that we have to cook, if we're lucky enough to get a week of meals. And then once we're done with that preparation and we're done with the task and we get to that place, how often is our mind immediately turned to the next thing we have to prepare for and get ready for and do? We're not a people who are avoiding preparation. This Christmas story asks us to stop. to just stop and be still. The Christmas story asks us to stop and be still and be here with God, because God is in our lives. God's not in a faraway place. God's not in a distant realm. God is at work with us, as God was with Zechariah. God is at home with us, as God was with Mary. God is outside with us, as God was with the shepherds. Because as Christians in the Christmas story, we talk about God becoming incarnate, an astonishing and ludicrous claim. God embodied in the most vulnerable creature of all, a little human baby. Vulnerable, visible, tangible, touchable, right here with us. Because God is with us, we don't have to be preparing for God's arrival. And so the angels tell us, we need not be afraid. No matter the vagaries of empire, the instability of housing, the drudgery of work, we need not be afraid. In our ordinary, everyday lives of preparation and never being prepared enough, we need not be afraid. The place we have gotten to after these 4 weeks of Advent is the place that we always are, our lives with God. Our lives with God. And in our lives with God, we come to this old room made warm by rich wood, candlelight, and people of goodwill. In our lives with God, we are drawn to this old room by an infant holy, infant lowly, and the ministry that infant will grow into, and the mystery that that adult will invite us all toward. Do not be afraid that you are not prepared. And in your life, do not be afraid. For tonight, it is not a heavenly host, but a bunch of humble humans who bring glad tidings of great joy. For unto us this night and every single night of our lives, God is birthing the possibility of hope, peace, joy, and love every night. And that is the truth. And let all God's children say amen.
Amen.
One of the lasting gifts of that child will be